reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our first reading is the Old Testament prophecy concerning Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. We read Zechariah 9, verses 9 through 12. It's on page 1018 in your pew Bibles. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he. Humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
At this time, I invite the children forward to sing for us and for a children's message. Good morning.
Good morning.
You did a wonderful job singing. You know, as you were singing, I was kind of thinking about what it must have been like in Jerusalem. As Jesus is entering into Jerusalem and everybody is shouting and praising him. Let's just all shout and praise Jesus for a minute together. Let's make it really loud, okay? We're Lutherans, but we can do that, okay? Ready? Why don't you grab your palm branches? And you guys got to make noise too. Okay? So, sing, Hosanna, Hosanna to the King. But whenever it the Spirit moves you, just like it's a loud ruckus. Ready? Hosanna, Hosanna to the King. Hosanna, louder, louder. Hosanna! Yeah! Hosanna! Okay. Go back to being German Lutherans. That's kind of like it was in Jerusalem that day that Jesus was entering in. People had palm branches, they were waving them, and they were singing. And you know what? Some people got upset about that. You didn't know that, did you?
Yeah, I did.
I know that.
Now, it's not in our gospel lesson for this morning. It happens to be in the Gospel of Luke. But the scribes and the Pharisees, you know, they were always the troublemakers for Jesus, okay? They didn't like what was happening, especially when the children, kind of like you, were praising Jesus when he got to the temple. And they were singing songs of praise. And they said, Jesus, make them stop. Now, have any of you ever been to a rock concert?
I've seen one on TV.
Have you seen one on TV?
Kind of.
How many of you have ever been to a rock concert? Well, next time there's a good rock concert, talk to them because they've all gone and you haven't. Yeah, but you know what? Excuse me just a minute. I got to get through here. You probably thought when I said rock concert about guys playing guitars and pianos and things like that. No, I'm talking about a biblical, like Palm Sunday rock concert. Have you ever been to a rock concert? Like I was saying, when Jesus goes into Jerusalem and he enters into the temple, the scribes and the Pharisees were mad. And they said, Jesus, make them stop. Do you hear what these children are saying? You should stop them. You know what Jesus said? If they would stop, the stones would cry out. Now that would be something. That would be a rock concert. Yes. Listening to rocks singing praises to Jesus. And you're laughing because you think that's impossible, right?
Well, it's not.
And you're right, everybody, that is not impossible.
Well, you know what? You're right. You maybe didn't think you were right. It sounds impossible, but if God wanted that to happen, he could make it happen. You know what else sounds impossible? If you take somebody and you whip them with pieces of metal in the whip, and then you take them and you put nails in their hands and in their feet, and you nail them to a cross. And then you take a big spear and you run it up inside of them. You know what sounds impossible? That somebody like that, after they die, could live again. But that's what we're celebrating this Easter in just a week. That God in Jesus does the impossible. And so when he says to us someday when we die that we will rise again, we can believe him because he's already shown us that he can do the impossible. And I suppose if he rises from the dead, that Jesus could even have a rock concert. Thanks for coming up for the children's message. Please return to your seats. I want that rock. Kind of puts a new perspective on rock concerts, doesn't it? Our second reading is from Paul's letter to the Philippians. Philippians 2, and we begin reading at verse 5. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 11, and we read verses 1 through 11. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village in front of you. And immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it, and will send it back here immediately.' And they went away and found a colt tied at a door outside in the street, and they untied it. And some of those standing there said to them, 'What are you doing, untying the colt?' And they told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest.' And he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and a peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. My text is based on Luke's account of the triumphal entry, which adds a little bit to that which was recorded in Mark. And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out." This is our text. Speaking of rock concerts, there was one many years ago at which a fellow by the name of Ricky Nelson was playing. It was taking place at Madison Square Gardens, somewhere in the 60s. And as Ricky went out into the stage, he began to play some of his old familiar tunes for the crowd. And they initially greeted him with great enthusiasm. Then he thought, "You know, I'm going to play him one of my new tunes." And suddenly the crowd turned. It ended booing him off the stage. And he never returned. Although he did write an interesting song about it, some of you might know it, "Went to a Garden Party." Exciting events in our life always don't stay that way, do they? Would you go to your own wedding if next week you knew that the person you were marrying was going to be suing you for divorce? Probably not. Would you go to a birthday party for yourself if you knew that the very next week, the same friends that came to the birthday party would be deserting you in your darkest hour? Would you go play a concert where people initially would meet you with enthusiasm and joy and then turn on you and boo you off the stage? Would you go and give your life for a people, who celebrate you like a rock star coming into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, but who will in just a very short time be shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him," and having a murderous rebel released to them in place of you. Now, based on our sinful human nature, none of those scenarios seem like something we would be glad to do, nor would we probably do them. That is the scenario that our Lord welcomes on Palm Sunday. He knows what is going to be happening. He knows how things are going to change. He knows his disciples are going to be deserting him. He knows the crowds are going to be turning. And yet, he enters Jerusalem willingly and joyfully, accepting those praises, refusing to tell the crowds to be quiet, even when the Pharisees asked him to rebuke him. Because the kingship, the greatness which is Christ, is a greatness that is different from what we consider to be greatness in this world. As we are reminded in our epistle lesson for today, our Lord and Savior Jesus didn't count equality with God as something to be grasped. It's kind of an interesting word that one translated grasped in our epistle lesson in Philippians. It means something like this in the original Greek. Something so valuable that you'd even steal to get it. You're God. You can do anything. You can even make the stones sing and you can raise the dead. But that's not the greatness you seek. It's taking on the frail human form that is our bodies. To love people who are often quite loveless. People who turn on you. People who despise you. Yes, people who will even punish you and kill you. To love those kind of people when even your love is not being returned. That their hearts may one day be changed. That one day they will recognize the dangers of sin that you have warned them about. And fleeing from sin, they will finally flee to you. And rather than greeting them with a rebuke, rather than making pay for all they've done wrong, you take their place. You pay the penalty they can't pay. And you welcome them with open and loving arms. The world worships rock stars and sports stars and rising stars in the workplace and the popular kids in school. We all wish we could be like them at some point in our life. But the real rock star of all history, the greatest person of all, is that one who had it all, who was God himself, but instead comes down to earth, takes the form of a servant, and humbles himself to death, even death on a cross. There are many in the world today who still do not worship him, who still despise him, who would tell us to keep quiet about him. But when he comes again in glory, the sounds of praise will resound. That lesson we began our services with this morning will be a continual and never ceasing song of praise to him in his heavenly glory. But God grant that we not simply wait until that day to sing his praises and tell others of the wonders of his love. Even when people are telling us to be quiet, let us sound his praises again. And if we are quiet, that won't mean that his message has been stopped. If he wanted to, he could even have the stones themselves cry out. But let us not wait for that kind of rock concert. Let us serve as his voices of praise each and every day of our lives. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, Publishing Ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.